With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War Secretary Pete Hegseth hearing belligerent comments and unrealistic questioning before the House Armed Services Committee as the Democrats complained bitterly over a war being waged without congressional approval. California Democrat John Garamendi claims the war in Iran is a self-inflicted wound.
Secretary Hegseth, you have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president. You have misled the public about why we are at war. You and the president have offered ever-changing reasons for this war. You've misled the public about the progress of the war.
Hegseth blasted a California lawmaker for his ridiculous and outlandish comments.
Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for? Our troops are doing incredible work. They've done incredible things for the entirety of this mission and achieved incredible battlefield successes. And you sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission. Your hatred for President Trump blinds you.
And on Thursday, the war secretary will go before the Senate's Armed Services Committee back on Capitol Hill. Mexican officials have been charged with importing massive quantities of drugs into America.
The U.S. government has charged the governor of Sinaloa and nine other current and former Mexican officials with drug trafficking and weapons offenses in a federal indictment in New York. The charges were announced Wednesday in a news release from federal officials.
USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier will soon be heading home. That will be following a record-setting deployment. World's largest aircraft carrier has been at sea more than 300 days. This is SRN News. Ohio is considering assisted suicide, very controversial. That story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Democrats in the state legislature have introduced a bill that would allow residents to take their own life with the help of a doctor. The last time such an attempt was made in Ohio was 2018, and the measure didn't go anywhere. Pro-life advocates and clergymen are vowing to campaign hard against the legislation. So far, 13 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide, beginning with Oregon, which did so in 1997. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Toronto investigating several incidents that have rattled the Jewish community there. In one case, a man punched a father who was taking his son to worship services outside a synagogue. In yet another, someone broke a window in a store in Toronto's Jewish quarter. This is SRN News. Well, in the meantime, two Jewish men have been stabbed and wounded in London in what police call an act of terrorism. Authorities arresting one man on suspicion of attempted murder. Addressing lawmakers in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the recent attacks on UK Jewish people is very frightening.
It is deeply concerning to everyone in this House. There is now a police investigation, and I think we all need to do everything we can to support that investigation and be absolutely clear in our determination to deal with any of these offences, the like of which we've seen too much recently.
Well, the head of the UN Nuclear Agency says the majority of Iran's highly enriched uranium likely still at the Isfahan nuclear complex. Rafael Grossi says the IAEA is keeping close tabs. More details, srnnews.com.